Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Was quite the turnaround, wasn't it? I mean, as soon as the Vince McMahon regime was over and Triple H was in charge, at least in terms of creative, everybody all of a sudden went, hi, that Michael Cole, he's pretty good. And he is. I've always thought he got a bad rap because he has so many plates to juggle or spin or whatever the phrase is. But also, he had to deal with somebody shouting in his ear the entire time. And do you know how difficult that would be? Be like this.
Hello, hey, my name is... Be more entertaining. Come on, do something. What are you doing? You're
hiding me alone. I mean, seriously, I'm starting to cry. But now he does have that freedom. And yeah, fans love Michael Cole. Why? Here's why. Now, I think there's a few things to this, other than the fact that Michael Cole is just a good broadcaster, and we should probably accept it, especially as he has been doing it for 25 years. But if we do go in our time machine and we go all the way back, he did always have this massive obstacle. He was trying to replace Jim Ross. Now, like anybody who grew up watching wrestling in the 90s, good old JR will always be your favourite commentator. It's the same for me, it's the same for you. I mean, he had so many legendary calls, but also, he made you feel all warm and fuzzy in your tum-tum. You'd watch Raw, you'd watch SmackDown, you'd watch a pay-per-view, and there he was like, oh, hello, and it was like, oh, Jim, you're the best. And I would even say that I think Vince McMahon tried to speed up getting rid of him. I mean, he is still commentating now, for goodness sake. So whoever was going to come next was always going to have somewhat of a poison chalice, because straight away, it doesn't even matter if they are the greatest announcer ever. Fans just throw their hands up and go, well, the hell is Jim? They also get tarred with the brush that it was their fault. So they got an opportunity, they took the job, and then we all go, how dare you try and better your life, you're scum. And you can't fight that because you're not the other guy. Unless we enter some kind of weird Twilight Zone episode. But I've been waiting and it still hasn't happened. So this is just human brains, it's what you're used to. And also, when some kind of hero figure does leave your popular television product, you have to look internally as well and realise that time is passing and we're not going to be here for that long and nobody wants that. So instead, let's get mad and yell at Michael Cole. Always do remember the guy was just doing his job, but there was actually another incident that did go down years ago where everybody started to stroke their chins and go, wait a minute, that is one of the most horrific things I've ever seen on TV. And Michael Cole was a damn hero. Because on the 10th of September 2012, Jerry Lawler did indeed have a heart attack on Raw. Now, he was Michael Cole's broadcast colleague at the time, so Cole saw this, probably had a few seconds where he was like, what the hell was going on? And simultaneously, also had to call the action and keep us informed. I tell you, a decade has passed and I don't know how he did it. I am happy to admit it, I would have had some kind of meltdown. But here was Monsieur Cole just absolutely smashing it. Now, thankfully, today we know that the King was fine and dandy and he's back on his feet. But Mike didn't know that at the time. So he must have been running wild with emotions and yet he kept his cool. But of course, you could also see that he was absolutely disturbed by this. Who wouldn't be? Whether or not WWE should have just cancelled the whole thing is a different argument for a different time. But after this, not only did Cole continue to tell us about the show and the promotions and the matches and whatever else, but he had to give us updates too. And I never want anybody else to be in that position, because in your ear you're going to get, oh man, we've got some news about Jerry the King Lawler, and you're like, oh my gosh, please let it be good. Do not forget as well that Lawler's heart stopped beating for 22 minutes, So this was serious. And I really do think when this did go down, even Cole's biggest detractors were like, well, you know what? He's far better than I gave him credit for. And the major thing was that Jerry was okay. Nothing more important than that. I kind of feel like Cole earned a lot of respect on this evening. Which brings us to the Beast in the East. A short-lived concept for the WWE Network, it did seem for a little while like we were going to get house shows broadcast through our television sets. One of these was going to emulate from Japan. There we had the likes of Chris Jericho versus Neville, Finn Balor versus Kevin Owens, Brock Lesnar just eating alive Kofi Kingston, and we also had Michael Cole on commentary. The whole time everyone was like, well, he's really good here. What is going on? As it turned out, he didn't have Vince McMahon yelling in his ear because, again, this wasn't a proper TV production, so the boss didn't think he had to be in charge. And surprise, surprise, with this freedom, Cole smashed it. And I really do think this summed it up because it goes to show that when he was doing a Monday or a Friday night production, he was still able to do a competent job while he had someone go, do it now, you absolute mother hubbard. I actually think makes him better. It was the small things that came across here too, because Cole and broadcast colleague Byron Saxton sometimes said nothing at all. They let the action breathe and they let the action speak for itself. Wouldn't you believe it? Made it more hard-hitting. Fans are quick to forget though, because that is just the way, which is why the arrival of Pat McAfee has been so damn important. I mean, even Michael Cole has come out and gone, that guy has completely reinvigorated my passion for the business. And do you want to know why they work so well? They're having fun, they're entertaining themselves, they're enjoying it, and it translates, hits me in the face, and I start enjoying it too. It also sounds like McMahon kind of left Pat alone, so by proxy, he probably did start producing Michael Cole less, and look what we got, arguably the best team in all of WWE. I mean, seriously, if you want to tell me that McAfee is one of the most entertaining parts of the whole company, I'm not going to argue with that. And a major reason for it is Michael Cole, because again, it zapped him too, and now he's having the time of his life. I mean, Pat McAfee really does come across like a kid watching wrestling for the first time, whereas Michael Cole is like his proud dad, and we always want that. My father thought wrestling was rubbish. So they have legit become a highlight of WWE, which is only going to get better, because yes, of course, we all know this one. Vince McMahon is gone. And you just know his style of producing wasn't ideal because people like Mick Foley way back in the day tried their hand at co-commentary and it was so intense and it was so nuts. Foley went, you know what, I'd rather not be on TV than deal with this. What is wrong with you? So while it stands to reason that Cole was cool with this because he could ride the punches, I don't care who you are, I don't think you can argue that over the last 2 weeks he has been so much better because he's allowed to be himself. I mean, he sounds more like a real person for one. And he said the word fan, and he said the word wrestler. Soon he's going to say belt, and soon he's going to say hospital. I'll be like, what happened to local medical facility? I can only presume that Cole is going to need a few more weeks to adjust to this, because do not forget, he has been doing it for ages. But when he finds his feet, I tell you now, if you have already been impressed by Mr. Cole, I think he's going to get better and better. And hopefully when he does eventually leave the company, because we all have to, we can finally say, damn it, that man absolutely smashed it. As far as I'm concerned, he definitely did.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hi.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.